Welcome to the PSD Experience. I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. You are welcome. This is where insight meets transformation, and it is my prayer that the Lord will transform every one of us in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are welcome. We started a series, and the series titled The Cost of Receiving from God. The Cost of Receiving from God. And we read from the book of John chapter 3 verse 27 that says, a man can receive only what is given them from above. And we said that there is a gap between the time of being given and the receiving. There is a gap between giving and receiving. In between that gap, there is a cost that must be paid by an individual, by a believer, in order for the believer to receive what has been given to him from above. And we looked at the story of Abraham, and we are considering the story of Abraham. And we said in the last episode, we said that the first cost that Abraham paid in order for him to receive from God, he paid the cost of hearing God. The cost of hearing God. And I added something that the cost of consistently hearing God is not just a one-time thing. It is a consistently hearing God. It must be a consistent thing, not just once, not just twice, but a consistent thing. Because all through our life on earth as a believer, if we don't consistently hear God, we will definitely fail in this journey as a Christian. So we must consistently hear God. And by the special grace of God, today's focus is the cost number two. The cost number two. In this series, we will be talking about, in this title series, The Cost of Receiving from God, we will be considering four costs that we must pay in order for us to bridge the gap between being given something from above and we receiving it here on earth. So the second cost that we'll be talking about today, that is be our focus for today, is the cost of obedience. Is the cost of obedience. And let me say this, that obedience is the pathway to possession. For whatsoever you want to, obedience is the pathway to possession. Whatsoever you want to receive from God that has been promised, whatsoever you want to receive, obedience is the pathway to possessing it. So that is why we'll be considering obedience as one of the costs to receiving from the Lord on this episode. Genesis chapter 12 verse 4 says, Genesis chapter 12 verse 4 says, so Abraham departed as the Lord had instructed. Abraham departed as the Lord had instructed. Don't forget, Abraham was able to hear God. That is the first thing. He heard God saying, leave your kindred, leave your father's house, leave your mother's house, leave your siblings, and go to a place I will show you. Abraham was able to hear God. And now verse 4 of that chapter 12, Genesis chapter 12 verse 4 says, so Abraham departed as the Lord had instructed. That means Abraham obeyed. He departed, he obeyed as the Lord had instructed him. Abraham didn't just hear the word. He didn't just hear God. He obeyed. He obeyed, and it was this obedience that led to him receiving every promises that the Lord gave to him. Everything the Lord promised Abraham was received as a result of his obedience, not just his ability to hear alone, but as a result of the ability to hear and as a result of the ability to obey. And that obedience cost him everything familiar. Everything familiar, because the Bible says, leave your kindred, leave your father's house. So everything that he was familiar with, that obedience cost him. So it was a cost. Obedience was a cost for Abraham in order for Abraham to receive what the Lord had already promised him, what the Lord had given to him, what the Lord had released unto him. Obedience, he paid the cost of obedience. So obedience is really convenient. That is just the truth. Obedience is really convenient. Maybe I should just say this, that obedience will never be convenient. Obedience will never be convenient. Obedience will never be convenient. So obedience is really convenient. It will challenge our thinking, our logic. It will challenge our logic, it will challenge our thinking, it will test our comfort. It will test your comfort, it will test my comfort. That is obedience for you. Obedience will stretch us, it will stretch our resources. But obedience is the gateway to fulfillment. Obedience is really convenient. I have said that earlier. It will challenge our thinking. It will challenge our thinking. It will challenge our logic. It will test our comfort. It will stretch our resources. But this obedience that we are talking about is the gateway to fulfillment. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8, Bible says that Abraham obeyed even though he did not know where he was going. Even though he did not know where he was going, the obedience tested his logic, his thought. Leave your kindred, leave your father's house, go to where I will show you. He did not know the place. He did not know the place. He left his comfort zone. He stretched his resources, carrying his animals, his wife, and some servants, his rams, his animals, and left. Abraham obeyed even though he did not know where he was going. That is faith-driven obedience. It's not like he already knew where he was going. No, he didn't know where he was going. He only obeyed as a result of the voice of the Lord that he heard. That is a faith-driven obedience. So if you want to receive from the Lord, it's not just enough for you to hear the voice of the Lord. But it is okay, it will be better for you to hear the voice of the Lord and to obey quickly. So if you want to receive, obey quickly, fully and joyfully. Don't grumble. Obey quickly, fully and joyfully. Don't grumble. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Delayed obedience is disobedience. And partial obedience is rebellion. Partial obedience is rebellion. Delayed obedience is disobedience. So, I will like by concluding this episode by telling us that hearing the voice of the Lord is not just enough and will never be enough. We must be ready to obey God in order for us to receive everything that the Lord has promised us. So, number two, cost of receiving from the Lord is obey God, obedience. Hearing number one, obedience number two. The Lord bless you and thank you for tuning in to the PXT Experience. Don't forget, I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. So on the next episode, we'll be talking about the third cost of receiving from the Lord. God bless you. Remain blessed.